Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
SeaWorld has applied for a permit to conduct research and enhancement activities on a stranded non-releasable beluga whale from the endangered Cook Inlet population. The beluga whale, named Tionic, was rescued as a neonate and has been under the care of SeaWorld of Texas since 2018. According to officials with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries, Tionic was found weak and stranded for several hours in September 2018. Off the Alaskan coast. As Tionic lacked the socialization and survival skills needed to be successful in the wild, the young beluga was recently deemed as non-releasable to his natural waters in the Cook Inlet. Today, proposed research for Tionic includes behavioral observations, underwater photography, and acoustic imaging, while enhancement activities involve daily care, veterinary exams, and educational presentations. Tionic will be on public display for educational purposes, highlighting the endangered status and threats to the Cook Inlet beluga population, but will not participate in interactive programs. If granted, the permit will be valid for 5 years and may involve transporting Tionic to other SeaWorld facilities for socialization or husbandry needs. The National Marine Fisheries Service has determined that the proposed activities are categorically excluded from requiring an environmental assessment. Another individual has been arrested in connection with a drug operation in Seward that was identified and busted by Alaska State Troopers in September of 2024. At that time, troopers arrested 58-year-old Michelle Spears and 68-year-old John Hoogland, both of Seward, whom they had been investigating for roughly 2 months on multiple misconduct involving controlled substance charges. Since the arrests of Spears and Hoogland, Alaska State Troopers had continued to investigate the case. In late November, troopers filed charges against another man, John Mitch Spears, in relation to Michelle Spears and Hoogland's drug activity. Then on Saturday, December 14th, 42-year-old Daniel Hickey of Seward was also identified as a co-conspirator in Hoogland and Spears' operation. Troopers' investigation revealed that Hickey played a significant role in the purchase and sale of illegal drugs. Hickey was already remanded at Wildwood Pretrial in Kenai after a November 14th arrest for violating the terms of his conditions of release in a different case. At the time of that arrest, he was in possession of $3,413 in cash. After troopers uncovered the connection between Hickey and the Spears-Hoogland operation, they executed a search warrant to seize that cash. On December 12th, Seward troopers filed new charges against Hickey, 3 counts of misconduct involving controlled substances in the third degree, 4 counts for misconduct involving controlled substances in the third degree, and 1 count of misconduct involving controlled substances in the fourth degree. Registration for the February Certified Nursing Assistant Apprenticeship class at Central Peninsula Hospital is now open. The hospital's CNA program is a career pathway in which individuals obtain paid work experience and classroom instruction to prepare them to take the CNA exam and obtain Alaska CNA licensure. This program is up to 5 weeks in duration. It includes 60 hours of classroom instruction and a minimum of 80 hours of clinical experience. While completing the classroom instruction and clinical portion of the program, apprentices will be supervised directly and work side by side with an instructor, registered nurse, or certified nursing assistant. All apprentices who successfully complete the program and obtain Alaska licensure as CNAs will continue employment as per diem staff members, with the opportunity to move into a full-time or part-time position as they become available. The next class in the hospital's medical and surgery department starts February 3rd of 2025. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.